This is episode 879. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm so honored you're here, giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I share a different meditation technique every single day on this podcast, and each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth, applying meditation techniques throughout your day as you explore. This week, our theme is procrastination. So as you explore procrastination this week, and these are techniques that are customized for you that you can do if you're seated right now getting ready to meditate, or if you're not quite a meditator yet but you still would like some stress relief techniques to apply during the busiest moments of your day. You have come to the right place because you will learn meditation techniques that you can use throughout your busy day. Now, the technique you'll be exploring today is a breathing technique. Your breath is one of the most powerful ways to instantly calm your mind and body. You'll also discover how to support your body, your health. I like to say that meditation is a lifestyle, so it's not just you sitting there meditating, it's a lifestyle. It's a way you live your days, and this is when you really get the benefits of meditation, when you can pull these techniques into the most stressful moments of your day. So our series is all about releasing procrastination, the fear, the anxiety, the anger, the self-doubt. Release these big emotions. So the breathing technique you can do whether you're seated meditating or standing in line at the grocery store, sitting in rush hour traffic, is a simple breathing technique. First of all, I want to let you know that when you breathe, it's really important to release the tension in your stomach. Most of us walk around with our stomach sucked in because we want to look a little trimmer. Well, this actually causes more anxiety in your body because you're not oxygenating your body. You're breathing so shallowly high up in your lungs that you're not tapping into those small blood vessels in the lower part of your lungs that oxygenate all your cells. This is incredibly important. So I'd like you to breathe this way. It's called a belly breath in yoga. It's where you inhale through your nose, just at your own pace. Never force yourself to breathe a certain way. Always ease into it. So breathing naturally, you could put your hand on your stomach right now. And as you inhale, you should feel your abdomen rise upward. And as you exhale, you should feel your abdomen sink back downward. This is a full diaphragmatic breath. It's the way you should breathe every day, all day long. You look great. Let your stomach hang out and relax. It's better to be calmer than to have your stomach sucked in and feel anxiety. So the breathing technique you can do as you settle yourself into your meditation or go about your day, however you're listening to these techniques, go ahead and inhale and exhale through your nose with this deep belly breath. And as you inhale, notice a particular area in your body where you harbor tension. Now, there's one more layer I want to add to this technique. I'd like you to consider something you're procrastinating about. This is our procrastination meditation series. So think about what you're putting off, maybe something that's hanging over your head, or maybe something that you haven't quite started yet. If you listened to the bonus interview episode with Monica West at the very beginning of this 7-part series, you would have heard her talk about how she used these meditation techniques to break through the fear, the self-doubt, the anxiety, as she wrote and produced and starred in her own miniseries that ended up winning awards. The Best Thing You'll Ever Do is the name of her miniseries. So as you inhale, I want you to think of what you want to do. Not what you feel you should probably do. Don't limit yourself. Do what you want to do. What lights you up inside. Think about that. And as you inhale, visualize yourself pursuing your passion. And as you do so, notice areas of tension in your body. Just notice and allow your breath to expand those areas. And as you exhale through your nose, release the tension in this area of your body. Do this 3 times. So inhale, visualizing yourself, focusing on your passion, what you want to pursue, what you want to do, what you want to be in your life. Visualize yourself, notice tension that creeps up in your body. And as you exhale, feel expansion in that area as you release your tension and anxiety, creating space where you might feel constriction. Doesn't that feel good? It's a sense of freedom you may be feeling now. Now again, spine straight, eyes closed, looking slightly upward. Now, inhale through your nose, a nice long breath. Visualizing yourself, pursuing your passion, completing that job, that project that you're procrastinating about. Visualize yourself doing it, taking steps to get it done. Imagine how you would feel right now doing that. Notice areas of tension that may creep up as you think about yourself pursuing your passion. And now exhale through your nose, releasing this tension, breathing into, exhaling into this area where you feel tension. Very nice. How do you feel? Now, just as it's important to give yourself some moments of stillness every day, it's equally and vitally important to give yourself movement every day, to move your body. You'll find when you move your body, whether you're going for a walk, whether you are taking a dance class, or running around the block, or watching a YouTube video and doing some exercise routine there. Whatever you do to move your body, this will help also to get your energy flowing, to improve your confidence. All kinds of feel-good chemicals are released in your body when you give yourself this movement just as those same chemicals are released when you meditate, you actually create new neural pathways in your brain. Just as when you move, you create muscles in your body. You become toned and more lean. So, give yourself some movement today. Give yourself some stillness and movement every single day. This is going to help you push past fear and self-doubt, because you're going to feel yourself become stronger physically, emotionally, and spiritually as you pursue your passion, your zest for life. If you want me to guide you in a meditation using the same technique, a full guided meditation every day, you can do this at my website, which is at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. There you can receive 2 weeks of free guided meditations, and you can receive these meditations, the full guided meditation, for as little as 50 cents a day. So I encourage you to head over there if you love to be guided. And I also want to mention we have a free private Facebook group that goes along with this podcast. And you can join that if you just go to my Sip and Om Facebook page and just send me a message. People do it every day, and I gladly add you to that private Facebook group. So go out and meditate. Do this breathing technique. Give yourself some movement and some stillness. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.